Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight I'd like to introduce to you two remarkable local ladies, Dora Scott and Mary Gibson. They are sisters and they make quilts, so I like to call them the Quilter Sisters, although it sounds like a music group, does it not? They have some amazing stories to share with us. Whether or not you're into quilts, I guarantee you'll be glad to meet them just now. So thanks, Dora and Mary, for coming to the studio and sharing with us your experiences. It's lovely to meet two passionate enthusiasts talking about their obsession. That's not too strong a word, is it?
No.
Tell us a bit of how enthusiastic you are.
We meet from 1 till 4 on a Friday at the Argyle Centre in Saltcoats. We're a group of about 12 ladies who all share the same interest, mostly quilting. And we raise funds, we make quilts, and we donate them to various charities.
But in between your meetings, your enthusiasm knows no bounds, I understand.
That's right. We do quilting at home. A Saturday night we meet in my house, and it's ice down. And quilting machine school.
Not to mention Dora's industrial estate.
Yes.
Well, I have a room in the house that's dedicated solely to quilting, designing and making a mess.
And then when you go on holidays, tell us about your holiday.
A bit of a busman's holiday.
We went this year to between Scarborough and Filey to a caravan, four quilting ladies, with two sewing machines with us.
You took sewing machines with you?
Yes. And cutting boards and cutters and rulers and books and patterns.
Was there room in the car for anything else?
They weren't allowed very much.
Only what was limited.
And then even when you go abroad, apparently.
Oh yes, America's a favourite haunt because the fabric is much cheaper there and a fantastic choice of patterns and quality, so we look forward to trying to get over there as often as we can to bring back as much as we can.
So you see what I mean, listeners? We have two fanatics here, quilters, morning, noon and night. They think about it, they sleep about it, and they go to this Argyle Centre Club. It used to be in the Focus Centre where we're broadcasting from today. How long's the club been on the go?
I think it started in the Focus Centre over 20 years ago. And I think about 4 years ago we moved from here in the Focus down to the Argyle Centre.
So how did you both personally get started?
Well, I started showing an interest and found an advert in the local Saltcoats Herald, address in Saltcoats Herald, and came up here when the class started and introduced myself and asked if I could join.
You just came along?
Yes, it's just snowballed from there. Mm.
And how did you start, Mary?
About 2 years ago, Dora asked me would I like to come along and do quilting. I said, oh no way could I do quilting. She says, you can come along, and I joined and thoroughly enjoy it too.
I heard a critic say of your quilting that it amounts to getting a piece of cloth and cutting it into wee bits and then sewing them together again.
That's quilting.
That's it.
But can you sell it to us a bit more?
Well, in order to make a patchwork quilt, you've got to cut the material up, make a design with it, and then sew it together in a different way. And it forms a picture, and every picture tells a story. There are different patterns that have different names, and quilters recognise these patterns all round the world. So it's just something that you do, you get involved in it, and you become obsessed by it.
Well, here's a piece of music. I must concede, I didn't find a piece of music on quilting, but I did find a piece of music on tapestry, and I think you'll see the similarities as the song unfolds. So this is the Young Ambassadors singing Tapestry.
I am a thread in the tapestry. I have the master's hand on me, and then he weaves me carefully, making textures as he goes. Each of us part of this great design. You've got your part and I've got mine. All of our lives are intertwined as the fabric starts to grow.
So you're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, and we have in the studio tonight Dora Scott and Mary Gibson, who are quite enthusiastic about quilt making. So you make your quilts not only for your own satisfaction and joy or for the family, you make them for charity as well, I understand.
That's correct.
Until now,
we've been involved in about 8 different charities that we've donated quilts to. But it's ongoing. We've donated to combat stress at Hollybush House, ex-soldiers that go there for respite.
And Japanese tsunami. And the Church of Scotland, Helen Scott, the Church of Scotland.
Our missionary partner.
Yeah, for Malawi.
We've made for Malawi.
Yeah, we've donated to Alzheimer's.
And we're York Hill Hospital to raise funds for York Hill Hospital.
And the Australian floods, there was a request went out via the internet for specific squares. And between our own group and the Kilburnley group, we did, I think, about 220 squares and posted them out. And they were made into quilts over in Australia and distributed.
And we also, all the ladies in the club, did a square, and the quilt was put together for Alzheimer's.
That's correct.
We gave it to them and they raffled it to raise funds for Alzheimer's.
And we constantly make quilts for Project Linus.
Can you explain a bit about Linus?
Project Linus started in America with a lady visiting hospital and saw a very ill child who looked very unhappy. She made a quilt to brighten up the child's bed, and that snowballed. And it's now a worldwide organisation with almost every country involved. And locally we donate quilts. I think we do about 300-400 a year in the various quilting groups throughout Ayrshire. and they go to the local hospitals for neonatal right through to 18-year-olds that are in hospital with various illnesses. And they brighten up a kiddie's life and give them something to just sort of hold on to.
Mm-hmm. And also York Hill Hospital for Christmas, the Shehalian ward, they do Christmas quilts for the kids that are in the hospital and brothers and sisters who come to visit.
Can you explain why quilts are a good thing for these folks to get?
It's a comfort blanket. Uh-huh. And it belongs to them. And we normally try to make them bright. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that it's personal, somebody's thought about them and given them something that they've spent time on, sort of builds a child's confidence up. It gives them a feeling of warmth. And it's just, it's something that they can hold on to.
This is because every single quilt is unique. There are no two quilts the same.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So in the Japanese tsunami, when they had lost absolutely everything, they now had a unique something, handmade work of art that belonged to them.
That came from the other side of the world, so they knew that people cared.
Yeah. So although it isn't much in terms of size or in value, it means an awful lot when you've got nothing else in the world.
Of course it will, yeah.
So you get a lot of thank yous, don't you?
We do.
And I've asked you to bring along a few of your
This one is actually from Glencairn School in Stevenson. My grandson is a pupil there, and at Christmas last year they were having a Christmas fair, so we did things, and it said so much, thank you so much for all the lovely craft items you have done. I really appreciate all the work that has gone into them. Jean Todd.
And this is one that we received from Helen Scott, the missionary affiliated to North Parish Church.
Who's out in Malawi.
Yes, just a note to say many, many thanks for the beautiful quilts. I will send them out to Ekondene Hospital by container, so it may be 2012 before they arrive. Can I just say to you a big thank you on behalf of all the children who will enjoy their warmth. Many blessings. Helen Scott.
This card we were given in the church on Sunday by the youth group. To the quilt ladies, please accept this gift raised by the youth group to help buy more material for the amazing work you do. Love from Amy, Megan, Daniel, Kirsty, Darren, Kim, Lauren, Ian and Gillian. And we got a donation from the youth group for...
And I have one here from Patricia Harvey, who is the coordinator for Linus in Ayrshire. Hello, ladies of the Solcots Patchwork Group. It was lovely to see you all last week, sewing away. You're such an industrious group. I enjoy looking at all your work and see what you are all making. Wow, you gave me 31 quilts for P. Linus. Wonderful, and thank you all your hard work. Be assured that your quilts go to children who are in need of a comfort quilt. With your help, lots of sick, traumatised, neglected, poor and sometimes lonely children benefit from your work. You will all get your reward in heaven. Thank you, Pat Harvey.
This is from Combat Stress, the Ex-Service Mental Welfare Society at Hollybush House, Bayer. I would like to thank everyone and their Argyle quilters very much indeed for the beautiful quilts you have made for our clients here at Hollybush. The work in the quilts is tremendous and are greatly appreciated. We hope you enjoyed your visit to Hollybush House and are very welcome to visit again. Yours sincerely, Christine Steele.
We also have had a thank you letter from the local Alzheimer's group, which we've misplaced, but we do have it, and they were very grateful for a quilt donated to raise funds.
Yeah. No, that's just a sample of your thank yous. You get it all the time, and that's what makes it so rewarding, isn't it? Well, here's a song all about being a good Samaritan. This is the original story in the Bible put to song by Ian White.
Who is my neighbor? So the man asked the question. Listen to the answer that Jesus replied. A man went on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was hit by the muggers and left on the road to die. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Along came a minister, saying, I'm in a hurry. And he didn't even worry, but he passed on the other side. Along came a Levite, he was one of the chosen, but his mercy was frozen. And he passed on the other side. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Along came a Samaritan. Now he never was a bad man, he just wasn't their kind. Came from the other side, and he came to the wounded, and he showed him compassion, and he dressed him and cleaned him by the roadside, and he took him to a hotel, saying, care for the stranger. And he paid his own money before he went on his way. Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care from me.
He's the one who needs care from me.
Am I a good neighbor? Am I too much in a hurry to care for the stranger? Do I pass on the other side? Am I a good neighbor? Am I too much in a hurry to care for the stranger? Do I pass on the other side? Well, who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
He's the one who needs care for me.
He's the one who needs care for me.
So Dora and Mary, you do a lot of good work. Your quilts are good work, you know, works of art, beautiful. But they're also for good causes, and they're good works in that sense. And the work that you do has caught the imagination of lots of people in lots of ways. So can you share with us a wee bit of, quite funny really, quite moving when you hear how, when people hear what you're doing, how they respond?
An incident was when we were in the middle of making the quilts for Japan. Some of them we felt would be improved by putting fleeces on the back that would keep the kiddies warmer. So two of our colleagues who are quilters were going to IKEA to buy quilts, and they'd actually bought 30, and the both of them had large bags, and they were standing at a bus stop waiting to come back down to Coburnie, and a lady at the bus stop looked over and said, what are you buying all those fleeces for? So Kathy said, well, you probably wouldn't believe us, but we're going to make quilts. What are you making quilts for? Well, actually, we're going to try and make quilts and get them out to Japan. Japan? My son is married to a Japanese girl, and they're involved in that earthquake. I'm so touched and I'm so moved. Could you take this £5 and just add it to the money that you've got, and it might help to buy more fleeces? So another lady at the bus stop, not to be outdone, said, well, I feel that I've got to give you £5 as well. So the two girls were standing with quilts in each hand, trackled just about out their mind trying to carry them, and being given money at a bus stop by total strangers, which we thought was really quite funny, but also very moving.
And one Sunday at the church, Mr. Noble asked would we come and show some of the quilts to the church on the Sunday, and we did. And before we came out of the church that Sunday, we had money from one gentleman, money from an old lady, and money from another person. And also the gentleman there that day asked us had we put in for a grant from North Ayrshire Council. And we said, yes, we did. We put in for it last year, and I think we got £500. But we had asked for an awful lot more this year. He said, right, get it in. And really, we got £2,000 from North Ayrshire Council that year, mm-hmm. which was wonderful.
And I was recently on holiday, and I was having a meal one night, and we were arriving in America the following day, so fellow diners were asking what our plans were for the following day. And my husband, being the stoic person that he is, said, oh, if Dora hits America, she hits Walmart. No choice in the matter. So, of course, they wanted to know what that was all about, and I started to explain to them that I bought fabric any time I went to the States, and this was a good opportunity. The following night at the dinner table, I was presented with a gift of £30 to buy Christmas fabric to help to make quilts for the Shehalion ward at York Hill. So no matter where you go, no matter who you meet, the ripple effect brings something in. The women at the church are forever giving us gifts of fabric, mm-hmm. and the amount of money that we've received this year has helped us to buy a lot of fabric, and it's ongoing.
And then this radio programme is the same. I mean, I hear about what you do, so I invite you onto this programme. The next thing you'll be on is YouTube. It's not on yet, but it's coming soon. Under Alec Noble 77, a YouTube video of your Christmas quilt, which we have here in the studio right now. It's a beautiful work of art, and I kind of laugh when I see the baby Jesus in this poor stable with a lovely quilt underneath him in the manger. That would be no surprise. You'd have to see YouTube to see this quilt anyway. So here's another piece of music. This is by Derek Carroll, who's from my hometown of Fraserburgh, singing Let Your Love Flow. Let it ripple.
With the smallest of dreams and legends.
So your enthusiasm's rubbing off. I'm even half tempted myself to join the Quilter Club now. So if anybody is interested, when and where is it and what do you do?
We meet on a Friday in Argyle Centre from 1 o'clock till 4. And anyone's welcome to come and join us and have a nice cup of tea and a biscuit halfway through.
Nice group of women, very friendly, no great expectations. Go at your own space, your own pace, do what you want, learn what you want.
You can start with yourself, you just walked in off the street.
Absolutely, with no experience whatsoever. And if you don't have a needle and thread, we can provide that as well.
And most of an evening, is it actually doing quilts or talking about quilts? Or?
At the Argyle Centre? It's both. Some people like to watch others making quilts. Some people like to learn how to do a different technique. And if we have made a quilt, we like to have what we call show and tell. And every week someone brings something to show the rest of the class.
I'm also interested in where do you get your ideas? Do you get them out of books or do you just think it up yourself?
You can buy quilting books. There are monthly quilting magazines. And there's a quilting thing on Channel 36 in Freeview. An American lady, and she really is very, very good. You can also go on the web and look out different quilters' schemes and what have you.
Download that patterns for quilts.
Yeah, you can download free patterns. You can go on eBay and buy your material.
And have you got any particular projects at the moment or future projects in the pipeline?
We have an ongoing project for the Royal Marines. One of the ladies in one of their quilting groups has a son who is a Marine. And the boys that are badly injured come home and go into a hospital down south. And we started off making quilts for them. But it's snowballed and they're actually raffling the quilts to raise funds to buy artificial limbs for the boys. I think until recently we've raised over £3,000 and the boys they're encouraged that people care and we're providing a service for them that makes us feel good, that encourages to make more quilts. I think we're also hoping to get involved in making some quilts for Haiti. If we can find a way in there and it takes off, then we plan to make maybe 30 or 40 quilts to go out to some of the poorer kids in Haiti.
Well, Mary and Dora, thank you very much for coming into the studio and sharing your enthusiasm with us. And you are doing a wonderful work and so many lives have been touched right round the world. So we wish you every blessing in your future work. And I hope that some of the listeners out there will be enthused to come and join you.
Thank
you. So to finish with tonight, let's hear from St. Mary's guitar group in Saltcoats, who are singing Let Us Build the City of God, just as we build quilts as patchworks together. So we join together all the different churches and all the sections of our society, and we hope to build the kingdom of God on earth. So bye for now.
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep, a new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light, the Lord of all longing. Let us build a
Turn the light into day.